This is the Great Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio. We are live in Pequot Lakes. April is National Poetry Month. The North Woods of Minnesota are teeming with poets. Some of them are lumberjacks, some are miners. Some of them actually write their poems down and come to town to read them time to time. And the latter describes our next guest, Doris Stengel, who joins us today. Hi, Doris.
Hi.
Doris, you had a big breakfast today. I heard you're still full.
Oh, yes, the Norwegian frukost. So I'm up to here and in herring and pickled beets and, yeah.
What else is in that breakfast?
There's the menu is so extensive, I really couldn't name it all here.
a lot of good stuff. Well, Doris, you recently won the Five Wings Arts Council, the Master Artist Award. That's in conjunction with the McKnight Foundation. That's a big honor.
It really was.
Right there in Brainerd. Yes. So, tell us what's your approach to poetry? What do you like to do?
Eclectic. I write about a lot of different things and a lot of different styles. And I've written for so many years that I've about exhausted all those, so I thought it was a good time to give me an award before I ran out of material.
That's always the best time. Yeah. Well, Doris, share one of your poems with us,
okay,
if you would.
This is the one I get most requested when I go out to read. I think it has something to do with my age. Planting tulips with Tom Cruise. He is shorter than I expected. The big screen tells lies in many ways, but the smile is as advertised, 1,000 watts of teeth. I kneel at his feet, my garden gloves claw the soil. He drives a spade into the bed. The bulbs lie near my elbow. I must place them into the 10-inch deep holes. In my nervousness, I keep forgetting which end is up. Tom smiles encouragingly, which flusters me more. Here he is, Top Gun, grounded in my yard. I want to ask about his wife, about the Italian wedding. I want to say something witty. My lips refuse to move. His jaw, square as a box office, shades my head. He opens another dark cave. I drop in another bulb. Slower, slower, I want to cry. Don't hurry, stay longer. The bulbs have all been planted. He turns to leave, those broad shoulders departing, the cocky walk taking him away. I cry out, tulips, tulips, two lips.
I think we all need a cigarette, Doris. that was good. But you do all kinds of material, different kinds of work in your poetry as well. What's something else you have?
Well, this next poem grew out of the fact that my father used to tell me that during the Depression, the farmers out in North Dakota put their money in glass jars and buried it because the banks had failed. And not too many years ago, they were leveling off a farm place and they came across jars with money in. So that put this little fictional story in my mind. What would have those jars be spent on? A jar of coins. The money ran out in the second semester. Her tuition paid, dormitory as well, but not her meals, her paper and ink. She remembers the painful sight of her father digging up the jar. He did not know she saw him. saw him slowly count out the money, coin by coin, with thick, chapped fingers, mumbling numbers, shaking his head. Next day, he drove her to the small teacher's college. He carried the one heavy suitcase, pulled out a leather pouch, pressed it into her hand. "For the things you need," he said in his Norwegian up-tilted voice. No hug, no kiss. He left. Now there were no more coins, nowhere to get any. She walked past the sign twice, a lettered notice in a dusty window, wanted artists' models. She understood what was wanted. Her body, naked, exposed to art students, women and men. Her heart thundered. Her hands grew clammy. On the third day, she went in. When the sheet fell away, her mind painted Papa's wheat field in rolling waves of ochre gold. With greens, she painted Mama's garden, fat cabbage, ferny carrot tops, Mother's dark shadow hoeing, shoulders aching like her own. Papa was standing on the platform the day the train brought her home. She pressed her teacher's certificate into his hard hand. He held it. She knew he couldn't read. He looked anxiously into her eyes. "You had enough?" "Oh, yes, Papa. You gave me everything I needed."
So April is National Poetry Month. Support your local poet or become one yourself. Thank you, Doris Stengel, for being with us tonight.